I came to Canada in 1987 because I fell in love with a lady who lived in Canada. Of course, it's a much longer story than that. But I believe that love is one of the few forces that will cause people to emigrate from one continent to another. The fact that I'm still here in Canada 25, 26 years later shows that I actually would prefer to live in Canada now than England. Mainly, I would say, because of the high cost of living in England. Homes and food are still only of the region of half the price here that they are in England. There are a few things that I particularly prefer in Canada. Being able to turn right on a red light, and the income tax system, which allows one to settle up with the Revenue Canada to the penny every year. Neither of these two advantages are available in the UK. But there is one rather more serious aspect, and that is to do with prejudice, racial prejudice particularly. I find that Canada is possibly one of the most welcoming countries to people of all backgrounds and races in the world. And being English rather than Canadian has never been in any way a problem for me here. In fact, in some respects, I think it's an advantage. And I'm delighted to see that people from just about every race on earth are welcome to Canada without being made to feel inferior, as unfortunately is the case in some European countries. When I arrived in this country, it was necessary either to have a job which was available that you had negotiated before coming here, or else to go through rather a tortuous selection process based on having enough points to be attractive to the Canadian world of commerce. I had been working for a computer company in the UK, not immediately before I left England, but about 2.5 years before, and that same company was prepared to offer me a job here in Canada, and I well remember negotiating with them and being very pleased that they were happy to sign off on giving me a job. That made all the difference. And I've only made one job change since then, moving from the computer industry into the financial services industry. So I've been very lucky and very fortunate here in Canada with the jobs that I've been able to do. I believe that it's been easier for me to get involved in these various things here in Ottawa than it would have been back in the UK. I'll give you for instance, I have seen the Queen a couple of times since coming to Canada. The only time I ever saw her in England was at the coronation. We are very fortunate here in Canada, and I think particularly in Ottawa, to be able to get involved in things that other people might have only dreamt of. And I think there are so many opportunities for people to spread out, enjoy things, get involved in everything. And I'm not a sports person, so I don't spend any time watching or playing sport. Much more time in the world of music. But it doesn't really matter what you do, as long as you do things that you're enthusiastic about and you love doing, and you're able to build relationships with other people all along the way. I've been able to involve myself in quite a large number of extramural activities, and I believe that they really add spice to life. If I was just doing my day job all the time, however hard I worked, I would, I think, be far less happy than I am. I work for a company that doesn't require me to clock in or clock out or anything of that nature. As long as I produce the performance that they're looking for, I can run my affairs exactly the way I like it. So my day will be a continual jumping from one activity to another. Every Friday afternoon, I'm a radio host, and my radio hobby has been very enjoyable for me. I spend a lot of time in church activities, so Sunday is a very busy day. I'm a prison volunteer. I started the Ottawa Beatles site in 1996, and it's become quite an impressive website. I'm passionate about the music of the Beatles and many other musicians. So I've got quite a lot of things that I'm involved in. I love making videos and editing video. Lots of things to keep me interested. I can't ever remember being bored. And to me, that is one of the indications of a happy life. However, in 1993, I was laid off. Mini computers were going out of fashion, and my company laid off a number of people at that time. And so I spent 9 months out of work. 6 months I spent trying to find another job in the computer or the technology industry, and I was unsuccessful. And it was my wife who suggested I should maybe approach Investors Group, a financial planning corporation, for a job, since I had been one of their clients since shortly after arriving in Canada. And I was delighted that they welcomed me in. They didn't even ask to see a resume. Of course, they knew me pretty well by then, since I'd been their client. And I have been in Investors Group ever since. That's about 17 years. In the UK, in the couple of years before I came here, I worked for an insurance company and was taught how to sell life insurance. I had previously worked for a large computer company, Data General. So those were my two main areas of knowledge. And when I came to Canada, I started off back in the computer industry, in the same company. And it was very interesting to compare the job here with the job as it had been in England. The number one difference for a salesperson like myself was it was far easier here to make contact with senior people in government or in industry, to meet with presidents of companies and people quite high up the ladder, than it had been in England. And that was very attractive to me.